things are so blurry. Did you ever notice that? They got so much light in them.
Yeah, well, today I can't stand no kind of light. Oh, heck, I've been on the list all week.
My way to be on the last day of the year.
Go on and on. Outside now, Jacksonville, very mild, 71 is the current. We hit 79 for a high this afternoon. Near the front today. Otherwise, ahead of the front, it's been a sunny day and a hot day with record temperatures scattered throughout the entire region. In Orlando, a record 84 this afternoon. Tampa smashed a record going up to 82. 79 in Tallahassee was a record, and 77 over in Pensacola was a record. Other temperatures, which were record for the day, 81 degrees in Baton Rouge.
I don't care about the records. I just want to know when that front's going to get here.
Diagnosed me last night at Larcher General Hospital with pneumonia fever.
Why, Christy?
Tried their best to keep me. I said, I ain't about to stay in here. Not just a cold up here. Give me something to break this here hurting and aching up and break this fever up and I'll go home. Give him $28 and walked out. Went to the drugstore and spent $11.45, and I feel worse now than I did last night.
What's new on your fever?
I don't know. Well, I've been bed over the biggest part of the day today.
And they wanted you to stay in the hospital?
They wanted me to stay in the hospital. I wouldn't do it.
You got insurance.
I know. I would have been a bit better off over there than I am right here. I mean, they could have kept me in, but they don't keep me around here. Very long a time, anyway.
What do you think happened?
Oh, this hit me all at once the other morning going to work. I begin to get blind and dizzy, and I think, wait a minute, I gotta do something. And I went to the doctor. He gave me some pills, and I come back home. And I tried her again yesterday. I got to Gainesville and I decided by golly I couldn't make it no further. I thought I'd have to call somebody to come and get me.
Yesterday?
Yesterday. I was back over to see him, and he gave me a shot. Does that make you feel better in a little while? Well, it did. I felt good just in about 30 minutes. I came down here and messed around over at the trailer and curried my horses and played with them. And I felt good for about 2 hours, and it hit me again. I went back up to the hospital then.
When did you go to the hospital first?
Yesterday. I went up to Dr. Allman the day before yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Is he the old doctor?
Yeah.
He's pretty nice.
He's a good doctor, Dr. Allman is. But he's failed. He's failing awful fast.
Oh,
that's bad. Gosh, he's up in his 70s.
He just don't have the vigor. It takes it to live a day like the old doctor lived.
Say, how was your trip?
Oh, it was fine.
Well, if a fella could just lay back when he's feeling good, it's a whole lot better than waiting until he's feeling bad, isn't it? You don't know how long it's gonna last.
Gosh, no, I like Dr. Brian said this evening up there at the hospital, he said, you know, I'd be like this for 2 weeks. So I said, don't tell me that stuff.
Well, I got just what I'm curious. I got some good old consomme. You can just drink it down. A little hot consomme. You think that'd be good for him, Jack?
Well, it might. You just hold his nose and pour it down. You gotta eat some, you know, to have a little little nourishment.
I'm back up to War Department, see what they got to say.
Quiet.
I said I'm going back up to the War Department and see what they got to say.
Check in over there.
Yeah, I got to check in there once in a while. It got too hot, I had to leave this morning.
I didn't hear you.
I said it got too hot this morning, I had to leave.
Yeah. How many chiefs?
And no Indians at all. Send two of them downtown, and two of them over to Grandma Todd's, and two to feed the horse, and then get in your truck and leave before that clash comes back in. Because when they get back home all together, there's a crash, man.
You hear from them.
You ain't just a joke when you hear from them.
And they got the energy. You could just harness a little of that energy.
Mm. I gotta go back up there tomorrow, Tom. Good. Be at 1 o'clock.
Well, you might as well just stay here then.
Took a box of Anderson's yesterday and a box today, and I've got $11.45 worth right here in my pocket to take.
And you can take that just as good here as you can in the hospital?
That's all they give me in the hospital right there. And they couldn't have kept me in bed in the hospital, there ain't no way. Of course, my feet would have hit the floor, but if I could got them out of bed, they'd have hit the floor now.
Cookie, did you stay in the Army all that time, never was in the hospital?
Yes, sir. I never was in the hospital. I got my chest busted open. Heck, they didn't even sew it up with the legs. I wasn't even in the hospital with it.
Chest busted on
that. Yeah. I got a bandit scar right here in the chest. Like that.
Why?
Like that.
That's it.
What'd you do? Just pull it out?
It didn't go very deep. It might have went all about that deep.
Couple inches?
No, it didn't go that deep. If it had, it'd have punctured something.
It just got badly got started.
It just got started good.
What were you all doing? Just playing?
Yeah, you could call it that.
Cookie, will you eat some? Food, salmon,
no, I don't want that to eat.
Well, listen, you're going to drink some of this consomme I'm fixing for you. Just drink it like medicine. I've got salmon, I'd be glad to give you some of that.
Hey, got some, we ran out of bread, and we got some of that old fresh bread. It's so soft. Didn't chew it, so I put it in there. And the first did just right, and the other one I let it stay too long, but it didn't hurt it. I never turned the heat up on it, just slow heat. At least you can bite it now.
Frank been by here today?
I didn't see who was here. All I saw was a fish tail of a
Cadillac.
Yeah.
He was by here.
I was sitting here, and I didn't get up. I thought, you know, somebody would get out and come in. That was...
I ain't saw that little rascal since yesterday morning.
I judged that around 1 o'clock. 1:30.
No, sir, I ain't saw that little rascal since yesterday morning.
Now, you didn't even go close to the hospital in the service.
Mm-mm. In the hospital was I was in Kanawha Valley in Charleston, West Virginia for ulcerated stomach. right in the VA hospital over here.
In the VA hospital, what?
I was in the VA hospital up here, Gainesville.
Oh, yes. A week.
Yeah. I come out in worse shape than I did when I went in.
It's just as much a guinea pig as I ever saw. And you didn't see a doctor all the time you were there?
Just a bunch of them flatheads, hard heads.
I used to fare pretty well in the hospital, Cookie, but I've got so now, you see, they are so, they're so cranky, I don't know, you see, you don't know what's going on, you can't find out in the hospital.
They won't tell you nothing.
And you never see a nurse anymore. They stay out there and push pencils.
Yeah, and push him nurse's aides in there.
And talk to the boyfriends on the telephone.
You take the doctor, hands it down to the nurse. And the nurse hands it down to the nurse's aide. And the nurse's aide carries out the work for the doctor and the nurse.
Yeah.
So that's just the way it goes up front of Lockwood General right now.
Yeah, and some of the nurses are good, and some of them not worth, you just go yourself. If you could get up.
And get along better if you did do it yourself.
Yeah. There's some hot bread out there, toast.
Yeah, I got a hold of the gas man today. By golly, from Williston, to get me a tank of gas for my trailer.
It's taking a long time, isn't it?
Yeah. He said this old gal down here didn't even say nothing to him about stopping my trailer. He got it now. He draws him a map.
How you run into him?
I was going to Gainesville, and I stopped up here at the Top 10 to get me a box of Anderson's and a cigar, and run into him there. Was talking to him.
Well, he's the best one.
He said, I don't have none on there now. He said, I'm empty. And I'm on my way back in, but next Wednesday I'll bring you a bottle. I said, all right.
So you've got a bottle, haven't you?
He gonna bring no, huh?
Have you got a little bottle?
I got a little bottle, yeah. He gonna bring me one of them big ones though.
One of them cylinders.
Yeah.
Well, that'll last a while. Don't need but one.
That's the first time I've eaten since yesterday morning.
Maybe I wish I'd known it. I cooked you something you'd like.
Yeah, I liked.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time, what?
First I've eaten since yesterday morning.
Just drink it.
Yeah, just drink it.
Man, that's good.
And I got a pot full for you.
Man, that is good.
I'll put you on your feet.
He's the best one. Now, was he that little spindly one?
Yeah. He's the one you like to talk to all the time.
Yeah. I got the idea. It's living gas, not much trouble. It's collecting. You know, it always seems simpler to the other fella.
Well, heck, he's a trusting somebody. I told him, I said, I won't be there Wednesday. I said, let me pay you for it now. No. No, he said, I won't take it now. He said, I'll put you a tank down there. Then he said, when it runs out, you give me a call. And just leave a check for a tank on top of the next one.
I think that's foolish. If anybody offered me the money, I'd be buying the ticket.
I would too. I offered to pay for it right then.
Well, you want the gas.
Yeah. See, a long time before they didn't have nobody to fill in trailer bottles. Yeah.
They didn't.
It ain't everybody that they'll put out there to fill them bottles. They got to have an experienced man. They can put too much in them and blow one of them off the face of the earth.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Go you, too.
Yeah. If you put too much in them, well, then things will blow up. They're only guaranteed for so much pressure in there. Now they could turn that pressure full blast on there and blow you slap out of the country.
They don't hold much, just 25 pounds or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, this boy. Oh, that Greens, he can do it with his eyes shut.
Them kids had a good, they really had a ball last Saturday. Didn't they, guy? Them kids of mine. Over at the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
That red wagon and bib overalls.
Yes, sir. It wasn't. Nothing to disturb him, was it?
Nothing. Didn't even have to wash dishes. Uh-huh. You expecting anybody in this weekend? Mm-mm. Did you get to see Everett?
I went over there once. There wasn't a soul there.
Well, there wasn't nobody there Monday evening when I went by there.
Where do you think it is?
I don't know where he's at. His truck wasn't even there.
I started to ask the fellow at Seminole. And I...
Was it busy?
Dead.
Dead? You mean you ain't got no telephone?
That old 10-year-old left it off the hook again, I guess. And that way all I knew.
I wonder, I heard all these to me today, you know, didn't get you.
Well, it wasn't off the hook this morning.
No. Yesterday was when they called.
Talked to my brother in Cleveland, Ohio last night. Him and his quartet coming to Windsor Baptist Church the 27th of May. They're booked up until then. Gospel quartet?
No, I didn't.
They're coming to Windsor Baptist Church.
Is that right? Is that right?
See, my brother went to up to Cleveland, went to work up there when he left Jacksonville 5 or 6 years ago. And him and his brother-in-law, they got to drinking awful bad. And they were just, they turned out to be regular alcoholics. Lost 2 or 3 good jobs over drinking. Both of them. And it's Tommy Burnham from Coleman, Alabama. Got to talking with him one day on the job. They got to working on a job with him. And he's used to have the quartet. Said if he'd get somebody to play the guitar and bass guitar, I see 2 different guitars, lead guitar and bass guitar. Said he could start in a quartet. And they would just had enough booze in them to say, by golly, we can do it. And he tried them out and they did. They done the job and done it right. And you know, he picked them up out of that. He has picked them up out of that
gutter
and put them out, and they cut I think it's either 10 or 12 records. That's the truth. And they're booked up, solid, every weekend between now and the 27th of May. Think of it. In 2 years' time. And they wanted to come to Florida, but they didn't know whether they could afford the expense or not by cutting all these records. I said, you boys plan to come, and your expense will be waiting when you get here. If you need the expense money to get down here on, just let me know and I'll send it to you. It'll cost them $250 to make the round trip, all of them. And if it'll help them out and push them on out, you know, I ain't got the money. But I believe I could walk around through a crowd of people and get $250. And I got guts enough to try it. I could get a part of it, and whatever I couldn't get, by gosh, I'll see that they go back with start back with enough money to get them back on. If I had a record player, see, we got one of the records. They give me one of their records. One of the big albums. Heck, that thing will play for 2 hours.
Well, you don't mean a record then. You mean an album.
That's right. They've made albums. Yes, sir. I think there's 8 songs on each side of it.
John Brown.
Cost them $4,000 to cut the first one.
And they done it themselves?
And they have done it themselves. They haven't asked nobody for no help. But it's amazing. I'm picking them boys up out of the gutter. And getting them started like that.
In 2 years' time.
In 2 years' time.
That's hard to believe, isn't it? Hard to believe. It'd be hard for them to get stranded, wouldn't it?
Yeah. They could get out, if they were to break down, they'd get out on the side of the road and start singing and draw a crowd. Get enough money to come on. Yeah.
Talked to your brother yesterday.
Last night. I talked to the boss last night. The head man of the quartet. He said we'll be there. So the 1st of May, I'm going to start advertising it on WDVH. You know, they have a... It don't cost you nothing there. They'll announce it 3 or 4 times a day for nothing. If you have a upcoming event for your church or organization, why, WDVH will announce it free.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They sure will.
That's just their contribution.
I was going to bring my Christmas present down and show you that the girl got me up there at the music hall and forgot it.
Did you get a Christmas present?
Yeah. Bright, fiery red shirt.
Oh, nice.
Orland. No, from the girls up at the music hall, up there at the music building, where I'm working.
Don't tell me.
Yeah. Them girls here in the office got me that shirt.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's hot now.
And a bottle of shaving lotion.
Why, could you?
Well, they're
going to
want to see you wear it.
Well, I
How about something else?
No, that's just
a bowl of lettuce.
My mouth is sore, can't brush my teeth. Why is it when you get a fever your mouth gets sore?
Sure does.
Oh, my mouth is sore. I can't even keep my teeth in, let alone wear.
I don't like that fever business.
I don't have fever now, but boy, I had it yesterday.
Think those tablets have done it?
Yeah.
You never even took medicine in the service?
No, all I had done was one tooth filled, and it fell out in 2 weeks after I was put in, and I never did go back.
That sounds like it's better than hospital. That reminds me, I got a pair of glasses. Yes, that was a part of our equipment going over. They are those metal rims with the ear pieces. And what ever happened to them? I never wore them. I just can't stand those ear pieces. I didn't use glasses then anyhow, except to read with. Yeah, I never used it. I can't see with them, I can't see without them.
That's with me. Boy, I'm telling you, that old rowdy, that's off the horse you ever saw. Now, I come down over this morning and I fed him. I went in and laid down and laid there a while. Dozed off to sleep. Oh, about 12:30. He come up there to the fence and he started nickering. Pretty loud, you know. Then he'd stand there and just beg. Want something more to eat.
He knew you was in there.
He knew I was in there.
Well, you couldn't turn him down.
No. I got up and got me a little bit of feed and went out and put it in his box. And he eat that and just went and just walked right on off it. Never said another word to nobody. But he just wanted to buy you something to eat. And tonight the same way. Just before I come over here. He out there. I let him beg for 15 to 20 minutes.
Still down and talk to you?
Yeah. I was inside the trailer and he just had his head over the fence, you know. He was like, come on, give me just one bite. Just one bite. And babe, she was out there eating, you know. But Rowdy's up there, he wanted some attention.
That's where it always is?
Yeah.
Babe's independent.
Yeah, she'll get out there. She don't care much whether she has feed or not. I mean, she'll come for it, but Rowdy, he comes and expects it. Well, she don't do that.
You can't feed one without feeding
them both. No, you got to feed them both.
Do they do like cows, just eat in a hurry? In order to visit Death Draw?
Not necessarily. Rowdy, he'll just quit eating and walk off. Get done eating and just walk on off.
Well,
oh, yeah. I only get $4 a piece for them things.
Oh, cookies.
What does it sell for?
$15?
I don't know, but Toby Sherry, I took Brown Lee, that's only two he had. And he said that we've had him for so long, I know we'll find a horse big enough to wear him.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sasha still got that stove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some short staples over there.
I ain't got $50 either.
And I said to him, I asked him about it. Miss Ratchet, some places I go, they got stoves. And they push them out on the street where people see them. Oh, he says, I don't have any way of doing that. He says, the word gets around. He said, I sold one of these stoves like this up in Gainesville the other day. Well, word gets around, but Mr. Palmer had two little stoves there before Christmas, and I said to him, they looked mighty spindling, and he said, well, he's lucky to get them, and they were gone last next time I went down there.
Yeah.
And Mr. Palmer, Mr. Thrasher keeps his a long time, you see. He said he couldn't buy them from the salesman. He had to order them from the factory.
Right. There's not big enough a demand for them for the jobbers to handle them.
Well, that express freight is a good sized chunk of that $50.
Yeah, that's about $8 of that $50. Just about. Because I want to weigh 100 pounds.
I don't know how they'd get it out to his place.
What, you mean these freight haulers?
Oh, by truck, you mean?
Yeah, by truck, yeah.
You know, that last dock strike was over those piggybacks.
Yeah.
They're not loading stuff, they're loading trailers. And they're still scrambling for the job of putting them on and off. That's something, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if they don't do that, is it? They wouldn't have, they just get on the WTA.
Well, I heard on the news today where President Nixon had signed a bill letting the people that's on unemployment draw 13 more weeks of unemployment. 13 more weeks of it.
Well, it's that bad.
Well, you know, it's hard to realize it. You don't see it. At least I don't see it.
No, you wouldn't see it. You'd have to go to the right place.
Well, I want to tell you something. I was around quite a bit during Christmas. There was no traffic in Gainesville at all, hardly. Foot traffic, that is. Downtown Gainesville. Very little. And what there was niggers.
Oh.
What traffic there was colored people. And where they get all our money? They don't work for it. And here I work like a dog all the time and can't afford a $50 stove. That's ridiculous.
Nobody downtown. Oh, they hated to see Sears leave down there. Well, Sears just had a little hole in the wall compared to what they got now.
That's right. And it was a mail order. I mean, it was just a place to go and place a mail order. You couldn't hardly buy nothing there. They didn't have no room to stock anything.
There's plenty of traffic out in that mall area. You was out there?
No, I didn't go out there. I went hot shopping. I done it. I went to JCPenney's and done it.
And you wasn't crowded?
I wasn't crowded. I didn't have nobody to mess with. I just walked in, told her, and that lady was met me wanting to help somebody. You didn't have to run them down like you do in those big stores up there. They come to you.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Well, I hope they stay that way. Wouldn't that be nice?
And I went in there and I found exactly what I wanted. She took time and got me good merchandise and got me the kind of merchandise I wanted. It all fit perfect. Even Laura's uniform. I bought her a uniform. Just out of clear blue. She put it on and wore it to work. All she had to do was hem up the legs. I knew they'd be long. But if I'd went to Sears, or it took me a half a day to have got what I got, and I wasn't in pennies more than a half an hour. That's right. Went in there and spent $60 in 30 minutes.
Well,
it
was all you got to buy for.
Mr. Sasha had one of those little red wagons. They have so many sizes. It wasn't too large. It might have been about your size. I don't know.
Well, that's where I bought theirs, Mr. Sasha's.
$12.50?
No, mine cost me $14. Mine was bigger than the one that was sitting there. Those two that he had there, well, he had three. I had them sitting in one another.
Oh.
And mine was the biggest.
Yeah.
$14.
I tried to buy one of those several years ago. And the only reason I didn't buy it is they were out. And I was going to buy it for a wheelbarrow. And then I, just like everything else, if I don't do it when it's on my mind, takes a long time to come around.
Oh, they had the red wagon playing with it.
Yeah, they had the ball. Them four girls, now they sure had a ball. One push one trip, and then she'd get out and push the next one, or pull.
Yeah.
And that Becky's a clown. Her and them big overalls. Lord, she's a clown.
Solid. over here now, they don't have anything to interrupt them. They just play along, can't they? You know, it seems to me, you call my traffic, the thing I hear in the morning, how those big trucks seem like around 5 or 6 o'clock. Is there any particular time they run more than others? They run all through the night.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder why you hear them about that time.
I guess I wake up.
Oh,
they make more noise than a freight train.
Yeah, they make some kind of noise.
When the wind's right, you can...
Of course, I never objected to a freight train. I brought up listening to them, you see. But I just despise them. Oh, all the trucks.
Well, guys, if I can jar Frank loose in the morning, I'm going to bring him down and get him on that tractor. Get that turned up over yonder.
That's tomorrow. It's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
He had to work this morning. Right, we got him down here this morning.
Yeah.
And I just feel so dang rotten this evening, I didn't care whether I even saw anybody or not.
No, that's right. That's what happens. Yeah.
But I'm going to try to get him down here and get him on that tractor and get that turned up there. And the way that's plowing up, as soft as that's plowing up, it won't take nothing to cut it, I mean, to level it down. Just go in there with a disc about half, angled up just about half, and man, it'll do a wonderful job.
Yeah. I can run over there before bedtime tonight. See if I hate to keep running around over there. Call somebody in Ocala and find that fella. I wrote his name down. I saw it in that little black book I keep. And I looked in there 2 or 3 times and I never could find it. But I talked to him on the phone.
My next month, I want to start putting out some fertilizer on some pasture.
Must be the time.
Next month, I want to start putting it out. And I don't want to put, I don't want to put too much, you know what I mean. But I want to put enough out there so whenever it warms up and it starts to grow, it'll have something to grow on. Then when it starts to grow, go back in there again with some more and give it something else to grow on and it'll come on and make hay then.
Keep thinking this little piece is going to come up, but I don't see it out there. It's a little not much.
Well, it's hardly had time. How's it been? 3 weeks since we plowed it? Month?
Well, how long does it take to come up? It sprouts. When it's wet, it'll sprout overnight, won't it?
Yeah.
It's right on top of the ground. Ought to be able to see a little sliver. When you went to Valdosta this last time, you didn't see a Jack Stokes.
Mm-mm. I got along better without him. That's the way I made my Christmas money, was horse trading.
I never did know what you got it down after.
I got 5 horses.
5?
I bought 5 horses.
And 1 pretty nice horse?
1 pretty nice little horse. About the size of Missy. And a walking fool. get $88 for it. Then I bought two quarter horse mares, old. They looked kind of rough. You know, the back had begun to lead, and the muscles in the back begin to drop. And then I bought a little bay mare, about the size Missy. She was stove up off a bag in her front part. She was a cow horse. Then I bought this big cow horse. He was old, but stove up pretty bad, but good looking horse. And I said, I'm straight to Lakeland.
I said, Lake City, Fay. Lakeland, way down there.
Lakeland. See, they told us at the beginning of the sale that there's going to be a special horse sale in Lakeland that night, 8 o'clock.
And that's what you was banking on?
I was banking on that.
And you brought these 5 horses in Valdosta.
That's right. I sent them to Lakeland. It cost me $5 a piece to get them picked to Lakeland.
Yeah. You won't do that again.
$25. But Jim Easter was going to Lakeland anyway. He had something he was going to take. And he took them down there for $5 a piece. And put them in there, and I wasn't even there to even promenade. And they made me money. Made me $90. That's where everything was paid.
You cleared $90?
Cleared $90. I never even touched one of them.
Didn't bring them by here or anything?
No. They just went straight on to the lake. Last time I saw them, they was in the pen in Valdosta.
How do you account for that?
Well, Jim Easter's just a good man. And Mr. Walker up at Walker Horse and Mule Sales in Valdosta is a good man. But see, he's an auctioneer up there. Well, he was going to auctioneer this sale down here.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Well, Cookie, one of them must have brought dollars to have you clear that much.
They all brought good money down yonder. They all brought good money.
All that Central Florida, I guess.
Yeah. See, that's right in the center of the Orange Belt.
That is the belt.
That's it. And they're making some money down there now. Them orange pickers are. They're making some money. They're about there to make themselves $35-$40 every day, a good orange picker will.
That much?
Yes, sir. If I was back like I once was, I could make it. When I was down there working in them every day, I could get myself $100 of oranges in a day. Yes, sir.
$100?
I got it. I have done it. For 17 cents a box.
Golly.
Yes, sir.
How do you pick them, Cookie? And sew them down the box?
No, put them in a bag.